Blog Talk Radio.
The True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
We now officially on the third day of the Feast of Tabernacles.
We live here on Bow Talk as well. We live on YouTube. We also live on TikTok. Count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Get in where you fit in at. That's what this day is all about.
All broadcasts on the feast days come at 7:30. All high days, all feast days, also we be live when the sun goes out, but we come on in radio at 7:30. Anytime it's a high day, all the broadcasts start on the internet at 7:30. Also, we be in class when the sun is set. Come on, young man.
That's right. When the sun set, we all doing those the third day all the way to the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. We was all in the temple, taking care of temple work. That's what this day is all about.
That's right. And on that note, we'll turn over to our seer. He's going to come take it on now, and we'll get it warmed up. So Yahweh be with y'all, third day of the Feast of Tabernacles. Remember, it goes all the way from 7 to the 8th day. And the 4, 5, 6, 7, 8th day will be at 7:30. Although those in any of the camps, if you want to come early to help clean up any of the camps, get things prepared, that's what day is all about. It's about bonding. It's about showing what it's going to be like when you come together as one. That's what it's all about. Seventh-day Feast of Tabernacle is about you coming together, bonding to understand what is your role in the says Yahweh. He was all about. That's why he set up for them 7 days. All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to bring our elder in. He can tell y'all about the broadcast. Elder gonna tell y'all about the broadcast. Look at something. So, okay. That, Elder, that's, BSJ, right there, right above you, that's who right there in that slot. That's our sister BSJ. Right there. BSJ. That's right. BSJ. BSJ. Right there. And that's probably real above you there, Elder. That's sister BSJ. She said, well, I'm not ready to come on the network yet here, but I'm still listening. I'm trying to get everything down pat. So that's sister BSJ. Right there above you there, Elder, Mr. Tibbs. So, that's who it is. That's right. Now, B is in Victor. 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 Not B. V. V. Sister B. S. J. Israel. That's who that is. That's who that is right there in that spot. She said, see, I'm not ready to come on the broadcast, but I'm on something. But I'm going to holler in that microphone real soon, no doubt about it. Sister B. S. J. Israel. Excellent. All right. There you go there, Elder. So bring out Elder and he's going to tell you about the broadcast. It's the third day of the Feast of Tabernacles. And we're going to lay some vital points down to understand this is serious business. And we will tell you all about it through the Spirit of Yahweh after our Elder come on. And he'll tell you about the broadcast. So we need our Elder with a loud voice. You say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh BJC Radio.
And Yahweh bless you, Sears Rose, Sebra. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Oh, Yahweh there, Elder. Well, you know, I'm young lion. We trying to make sure you young lion got put some throat in this thing now, you know, and bring this thing on out. And well, this is, you know, we got to lay this thing out because when the elders pass the torch on and put them young lions out there to go, they got to go. So we got to make sure we monitor them young lions, make sure them young lions are roaring right and on the right track and everything. So we got a big job to do, Elder. So we're going to dress this nice and ordinary over 900,000 strong third day of the Feast of Tabernacles, the third day. So whatever the Almighty put on you to tell them and keep out on them young lions that Mr. Tibbs, Israel, C. Roy, you on the clock, come up.
Well, once again, Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Among a cast of hundreds of thousands, it's a great pleasure, and also on the third day of the Feast of Tabernacle. That's a good thing. And this tells me what you were saying earlier, that we need to reach out more and bring people into this word the right way, where some of the men and the young lions will reach out, and they will touch other men the way that most men do, pass messages on to each other. We also need those mothers out there that are encouraged to reach out and touch other mothers who are interested in the word of Yahweh. Because there's too many people out there trying to come into their own Yahweh, to their own decisions, to their own books. So this is why we need to reach out. Because, as you say, the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. And most of us who are working and are up in the word of Yahweh need to be able to reach out and touch others. So those that are doing that, the Elder would like to thank you for reaching out and touching other sisters, other mothers, other fathers, other brothers, and bringing them strongly into the word of Yahweh. And the reason I say this, you have to remember that the non-righteous job is to lead you astray. And they're pretty good at that, leading you astray. But our job is here to guide you through these dark times of bad teaching. Loud bump the gums for righteous learning and Christianity. People screaming, don't do that. Do it this way. This is the reason why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. Coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahweh's Word, learning how to connect the Bible books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath day, such as we're doing right now, the third day of the Tabernacle. And we do this because you have not. This is the information that you all came to seek and have correctly found it in the voices of the Truth-Wise Tribe of Yada. We're open unto you on the normal days, which is non-feast days, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And those days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, having no class on Tuesday, unless we have a high day or a special event. And it's possible we do have a high day this week. So class time on high days or Sabbath days starts at 7:30. Now, the top part of the Sabbath, normal, is Friday. That time starts at 7:30 to 2:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. You have a temple class on Saturday. It starts at 12 p.m. Now, online class, which starts at 2:00 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this on any one of your smart devices, rather than find in the tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, once again, look for tribeyada.com. Dash is the last. Doing this will take you to a big liner where you'll see some choices. One being tithes and offerings. Click pay now and follow the instructions. In the other device, you might see menu. But after clicking it, you'll still see choices. Still choose for tithes and offerings and doing so. Remember what it tells us all that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, you kings of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah, glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah, the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts. Now, I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30. And once again, it's read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah alive. Also, for building a school, which is very well needed. I'm thankful. Radio Nation and Land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, check out our calendar, which will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. That way, you'll be up on the Feast of the Tabernacle and the other feast days that follow by keeping up with that calendar. Also, you want to also type in Yahuwah Radio Live, or either on your cell phone, your computer, or your tablet. And when you do that, look for Voices of the True Israelites. Doing this will take you to our live program, where when the red light button appears, you click on that, you'll be right into our live online broadcast. Also, we have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave those messages on Bible scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. But now also in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. I'll have to remind you, you will only hear a discouraging click followed by a dial tone. Also, by calling this number, you can order the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Which reminds me, we have to step up on getting those copies available. On another note, please do not contact us here via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He's usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station Star, all of the Cigar Man, answering many memos, and now even in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. As I said, you only hear the scourging bell tone. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program during the feast days, you can catch the entire show during those feast days after 10:30 p.m. To do that, just enter three words on your search line. Tahoe Radio Live. And look for Voices of the Truth Lights and choose the program that you're late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. And during our normal Block Talk broadcasts, we are usually transmitting our information also on Outtalk, which can be logged in by your phone, tablet, computer, even now as smartwatch. Just make sure you've got the downloaded to Outtalk app. You can listen on the ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the Israelites, spread about that. You'll find a room of 15 more listening participants where your was word will also be working for your Bible education. And online there to answer those qualitative topics we discussed during our broadcast will be Bolden Institute of Israel along with Seer Israel, Lady Nashaka. During this time, we'll be taking all comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find your Block Talk answer before teaching time. We will continue our teaching from Block Talk. God love you all. But you know, at this time, I usually give that continuing reminder, which is that we are giving the scriptures to speak by the seer. The reading numbers. The earth is real and slow to speak. So the words of God love fall smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners. Came to hear the righteous words in the God flow. So we have to be careful not to make worldly statements that can't be backed up by the Bible. But remember to make those statements that can be backed up in the Bible. And so we can do just what we talked about. We're going to pass the program over to our seer Israel and say, hello, Yahweh.
All right, Elder, that was excellent. Hallelujah, right, Elder, that was excellent on your part there, Elder. Yep, no doubt about it. Then this third day of speech is all about edifying. See, we come on this national radio basically for the Sixth Anointed Council. We edify. These speech days are very important. And that's why he made a profound statement after we all... Hey, Elder Steele, look down and hold that microphone and give me some Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Then we're going to see which way the Spirit leads us in this lesson here. And then we're going to kind of get a nice shot in and turn to the young lions. And we're going to right back and we're going to listen to the young lions deliver the knockout blow. That's what it's all about. But one thing about it, you got to know what kind of knockout blow to deliver. He'll give you that right spirit in the same hour. So, look at that Luke chapter 12, and let's bring in that verse 12 and see what we're working with there. Come on.
In the book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 says, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
That's right. The righteous spirit do all the teaching, no doubt about it. But the elders got a big responsibility. No doubt about it. Big responsibility. More bigger than you think it is. So the righteous spirit was teaching that very same hour what you ought to say. And let's get a case in point. Brother Titus?
Yes, sir.
We go on to the book of Jeremiah 45 and look at verse 1, 2, and 3. Third day of the feast, we go on to Jeremiah 45, 1, 2, and 3. It's up there to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19.
1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 and 20 for the precept.
Put them obeys in you, Lord.
All right, we're going to the book of Jeremiah the seer, mm-hmm. chapter 45, verse 1 reads, "The word that Jeremiah the seer spake to Baruch, the son of Neriah, who had written these words in the book at the mouth of Jeremiah in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Jehoshua, king of Yada Judah, saying, verse 2,
Thus said Yahweh, Yahweh of Israel, unto you, O Baruch. Verse 3 reads, you did say, woe is me now, for Yahweh has added grief to my sorrow. I fainted and my sighted, and I find no rest.
Mm-hmm. He said he fainted when he was writing down what was told Jeremiah to write. He said he fainted. Because Baruch, that's 1, 2, and 3.
Yes, sir.
So he fainted because he had just got him some property and got him a thick leg. He had him a thick leg or woman in the corner somewhere. And he found out that Yahweh was getting ready to take down everything that he had put together. It's time for Southern Kingdom going into captivity. But his concern wasn't about the Southern Kingdom going into captivity. He worried about that piece of house he put together in that pig leg woman. It's about Yahweh's business. It ain't about your business. It's about you doing his business to receive a blessing that you're going to take. See, what we fail to realize when we're doing what we're doing now, this is Yahweh's business. This is the ministry to unlock those that going to come in well, Brother Micaiah. As a matter of fact, before you read that 13:8-10 at Brother Micaiah in the book of Zechariah, let this mass noise know who all extra is carrying this broadcast, a little more audio to it, of what's going on there. Brother Micaiah, Israel, come on.
All right, see Israel, see Roy. Scroll, look for the name Seer Israel, and tune in to our page. You'll catch us live right now for all those who like to tune in to the Facebook page and love their broadcast. So pass the message on to someone that don't want to call in. They want to tune in to a Facebook page or something like that. We got that set up for you too as well. We also have a live broadcast going on right now on our YouTube page. We have our YouTube page set up right now as we speak. You can hear us live right now and catch any of the previous broadcasts on our YouTube page. But our YouTube page is BOTTY, TRYYHDH. Once again, if you want to catch us on our YouTube page, if you don't like the Facebook platform or you don't want to call in and you like one of those ones, you like to be on YouTube and search the YouTube page, well, type in that telephone you got there, that little cell phone, or your smart television, or your desktop or laptop, pull up your YouTube page and come in, scroll in on our YouTube page and type in those keys, BOTTY, TRYYHDH, once again, it's BOTTY, TRYYHDH. We want you to tune in and ask questions. We also want you to write down your questions and comments. But we also want to make sure next to your questions and comments that you got some scriptures written down. You took good notes. So call in and ask those questions and comments at 224-600-5579. Once again, call in and ask those questions and comments at 224-600-5579. And if you don't want to call in and ask those questions and comments, you can also type them in. Ask those questions and comments on our YouTube page at BOTTYTRYYHDH. You can put a comment down there. And you got a question, you can put your question down there as well. And you can call in and you catch a lesson. Who knows? You may be catching on the YouTube page live one day or come back and listen to the record. And also you can ask that question on our Facebook page and look for Seer's name, Seer Israel, or BOTTY. And you can catch us on our page as well and ask that question in the comments and get something going on. We also just set up a TikTok page. Haven't got it fully up and running yet, but we got the name going. The name is out there, D-O-T-T-Y, Tribe Y-H-D-A, the same as our YouTube page, D-O-T-T-Y, Tribe Y-H-D-A. We want to set that all the way up and get that ball game rolling, but we most definitely had a shot out there. We're running a whole 100 yards in some. So check us out, and we want you to really tune into our broadcast. You can get this information that for the 12 tribes of Israel. We are pro 12 tribes of Israel. We are not anti-anybody. Keep that in your mind. We are not anti-anybody. We are pro 12 tribes of Israel. Pro tribe Yada Judah first. And on that note, over to you, Israel, C. Roy.
That's excellent. And also, those on the national audience understand one thing. If anywhere, wherever Yahweh bless you to get in where you've been in at, and anything that you can do enhancing this ministry based upon getting us on one of your broadcasts, no play broadcast on anybody's broadcast. Or one thing about it, this message is going to hold up anywhere. So those that know how to, you know, do the computer stuff and how to set up broadcasts all over the country, give us a call on the international line, and we'll get back with you as long as we're talking about enhancing B-O-T-T-Y up under Y-H-W-H. As long as it's about being up under Y-H-W-H, and that's all the six anointed camps is about, Yahweh's kids. And we lead by example. We ain't going to tell you nothing that is not by example. Matter of fact, Elder Steele, I need a verse read behind that by saying that, Elder. Paul made a statement, Elder. He said something pertaining to what I just got through saying. And, but it don't got past me now. But Paul said something and behind that. And right now, it don't got past me right now. So I guess I got to come back with that later. Paul made a profound statement, so, but it don't got past it right now. So we'll get back on in a minute. What we'll do, we'll bring our mother in, Mother E, and we know Mother Z will be giving a commentary later on in the broadcast. So Mother Z said, I'm going to holler in that microphone too, sir. That's right. Hallelujah. What? So it was all about. Get in where you fit in at and lead by example, because one thing, the eyes all around world is on the sixth anointing camp of Voices of the True Israelites. And we're going to tell you what this Bible is saying. That's it. If the Bible don't support it, we ain't going to tell you nothing about it. Because you ain't going to bring nothing back that we didn't show you what the Bible is saying. So, hey, Mother E, one of the mothers out of Camp 1, y'all quite busy, I'll see you right here.
Y'all quite busy, I'll see you right here. Hallelujah, y'all.
All right, hallelujah, Father, Mother, excellent. All right, and we know Mother Z will be giving a commentary a little bit later in the broadcast, but she said, still, put some on the table if I can know what to put down at that hour. So right now, we're going to get back to the young lion and that 13th chapter, because we got to understand something, that the seer, Zechariah, and that's not the Almighty speaks through the seer. Where you want it, truth, but we going to give you truth, but if you want to believe a lie, you believe a lie. That's how he operates. So he's telling Zechariah exactly how this thing going to be. It's 13 chapter 8 down to verse 10. What is saying that, Brother Makati?
Brother Zechariah, chapter 13, verse 8 down to verse number 10. Brother Zechariah, chapter 13, verse 8 reads, and it shall come to pass, and in all the land, said the Yahweh, two parts therein shall be cut off and die.
And do what?
And die.
Two parts will be cut off and die. Now, he's talking two parts. Now, see, Christianity is all over the place. But the two parts he's talking about is the one, Mother, that's in 49:28. He took out two parts of these that's going to die. And Genesis 49:28, he's talking about the two parts of these is going to die. After they are receiving something real big. Hey, Marlene, what can we read in the 49th chapter, verse 28? What two parts he talking about going to die or what people? Let's see about it. Come on.
Look at Genesis chapter 49, verse 28. Genesis chapter 49, verse 28. Okay, Genesis chapter 49, verse 28 reads, all these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is it, that their fathers speak unto them and bless them, everyone according to his blessing, he blessed him.
So the two parts he's talking about is going to die, mother. According to that verse, help the man pointing out what two parts that he's talking about according to that verse that you read. The two parts is who? Of the 12 tribes of Israel. So when we're reading Zechariah 13, verse 8, he's not talking about the two parts of the world. He's talking about the world of Israel's world. Now you know two parts of the children of Israel. And so two parts out of the 12 is what you call 3, 6, 9, 12. So he's telling you right now, 3 and 6 is not going to make it. That's the two parts he's talking about. 3, 6 is not going to make it. Now, 9 is going to be where the teachers come from. 9. And when the 9 come in, the 9 got to understand one thing. Y'all mind not bringing that 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Now, when this 9 is put together, understand 9. When you put together, never forget this. In the book called 1 Corinthians 6:19-20.
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 reads, what? Know you not that your temple, know you not that your body is the temple of the righteous spirit which is in you, which you have of Yahweh, and ye are not your own.
So the 9 got to understand one thing. You cannot have a Baruch spirit. Oh, woe is me. He was the writer for Jeremiah, the scribe. And when Jeremiah was hearing the word from the big man himself about him getting ready to take down the whole nation of Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon, he started thinking about his old piece of house and put together in that old pickle leg one. He thought all about woe is me. He said, but I'm going to go back and read that again, young lion, because I missed something out of that. Go back to that 45. Look at the real captain. Don't be in no hurry to make sure you give me what I need, because I missed something out of that 45. You know, and I'm in such as go back to that again, 45. Don't be in no hurry and bump up nothing. Just deliver the knockout, bro, before I can take care of this business. Come on.
The book of Jeremiah is here, chapter 45, verse 1. The word that Jeremiah, the seer, spake to Baruch, the son of Neriah, when he had written these words in a book, at the mouth of Jeremiah, the seer, in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Jehoshua, king of Judah, saying, verse 2, thus said Yahweh of Israel, unto you, O Baruch. Verse 3, you did say, woe is me now, for Yahweh has added grief to my sorrow.
What do you mean by you did say, woe is me? I mean, he might have said woe is me up on his butt. You know, I got to put a precept on that, Brother Micaiah. He said, you are... to the book of Numbers, and all of a sudden, when you said, I'm going to say hallelujah, it got away from me. It got away from me exactly the precept when he said, oh, woe is me. Well, I gotta leave that off because one thing about it, I keep telling you, when we live with this Bible, Yahweh gonna tell us that gonna have us what's called in the right spirit, in the right track. But you gotta understand something. This nine have a great responsibility. This nine that's gonna, and when this nine learn this thing, where do the nine go? That's the point we're making. It's 3, 6, 9, 12. What do the nine go? When the nine get right, where do he go?
To the 12.
He go to the 12. He can't go back to the dead Israelite. You got some that's dead, that's walking dead Israelites. You got to let them stay where they at. You got to help the ones that when you hear them cry out, you got to jump at the ones that cry out dead in there. Because this is part of the nine. You see? The nine itself, to jump out there, you just like, you know, like the lion see the prey. You look at him, pretty getting close. You start rubbing his old tongue. You start rubbing around here. Look at you, walk right into my mouth. And that's how we got to take this man's business, the nine. And you not, did you read that 6:19-20? Did I hear that again? Did I hear that 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 in young lines? Did I hear that?
I read 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. And read verse 20.
Okay, give me verse 20.
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20 reads, for you are bought with a price.
It's just, number 9, you are bought with a price.
Therefore, honor Yahuwah.
You got to honor Yahuwah, number 9.
In your body.
Yeah.
And in your spirit.
Yeah.
Which are Yahuwah.
Yes. Because you what? According to verse 19. Because you what? Number 9, you what? What's that mean?
Hear
me out.
Verse
19. What's that mean?
What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the righteous spirit, which is in you, which you have of Yahuwah, and ye are not your own.
Y'all, sitting on the camp, don't forget that. You are not your own. We got a great responsibility due to us. If a cry go out there, we got to take care of this business, because this is, we've been set up, been built up for these times, and we got to make sure we move on this thing just like the lion sees the prey coming, and all he do is take his tongue and wipe across his own nose. He says, look at this, we'll be on some in a minute. Now, Zion, we got to be, come on back here online, Bob Micaiah, give us some up.
Come back to the book of Zechariah. Chapter 13.
Yes.
And we want to finish reading up verse number, we're going to finish up reading up verse number 8. But yes. Verse number 9 now. Verse 9. And I will bring the third part through the fire.
Oh, so that means third part is not going to be a cakewalk. Let's preach up that. Hey, yo, let's preach up that. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 13. Make it 12. Let's preach up that, yo. Let's see what that's talking about. You said I'm going to bring the third part through the fire. Mm-hmm. Who is the third part? According to the 12 tribes of Israel. Which part is that? Who got the answer to that? Nine. 3, 6, 9, 12. I'm going to bring the third part to each of my number 9. That means number 9 going to be tried. You going to be tried, number 9. I'm going to try you with your better half. I'm going to try you with your mama, your daddy. I'm going to make sure you worthy to take care of this business. You're going to be tried. To be your number 9, you will be tried. Because you're going to make a statement according to the Bible, number 9.
Yeah, well.
If you become number 9, you know you can't go back and get 3-6. 3-6 might be where your mom at, your uncles and them at. They dead. You got to go and get 12. Because you not your own. Once you built up number 9, you got to go. And that's what these days about these feast days, you got to sit up there and look. That's where you come bump shoulders to see exactly who understands the mission, the bigger picture. This ain't nothing but a shot of what we're doing in 5 verse 11. Hey, I'm going to tell you, read that, Judges 5 11. See, all we're doing is it's a 5 verse 11 in Judges, Elder. Hey, Elder, what is that talking about? Where's our Elder at? We're looking at Judges 5 11, Elder, Mr. Kill. What's that verse talking about, Elder? Somebody pull Elder out. 5 verse 11.
Judges chapter 5. We'll pick it up at verse number 11.
Yes.
Book of Judges, chapter 5. We'll pick it up at verse number 11.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11 reads, they that are delivered from the noise of the archers,
yes,
in the places of drawing water,
mm-hmm,
there shall they rehearse the righteous acts of the Yahuwah,
mm-hmm,
even the righteous acts towards the inhabitants of the villages in Israel.
So when we come on this national audience at 7:30 on every feast day that is invited, what are we really doing?
Rehearsing the righteous act.
All we're doing is rehearsing the righteous act. We get you prepared to understand exactly what this feast is all about. It's not about the loaves. It's about you understanding that this ministry is here to show you how and lead by example. Matter of fact, I can't think of it. That verse got away from me there, young lion. Well, Paul says, after I am taught others and myself being a castaway, I don't need to bring that verse. It dawned on anybody else got away from me right now. Y'all have to see out in that verse about when Paul says, he said, after I am taught others, I keep my body up under subjection because after I'm taught others, I can be a castaway. That means one thing. Paul understood one thing. He can't talk his talk and don't walk his walk. See, he's clear. He's clear about it. You just can't sit there and talk that talk, and you ain't got to walk with it. You won't be talking talk, but you ain't got to walk with it. You gotta have to walk with this thing. That means you gotta lead. You gotta lead by example, and you gotta be credible. So when you talking this right here,
1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27
read. What does it read?
But I will keep under my body.
We'll back up to verse 8. Make it sound good.
1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. Say I these things as a man, or say not the law, the same also. Verse 27. I keep under my body and bring it unto subjection, lest that by any means what I have taught to others, I myself should be cast away.
What do you mean by this? He said, I got to lead by example. If I can't tell you to do one thing and you don't do it, and he don't do it, see, that's what he got on the Pharisees about it. Because if you don't mess around, keep yourself together, you ain't gonna be in a castaway yourself. So we gotta make sure we prepare. We gotta understand that we're like on these speech days. All we doing rehearsing the righteous act, because it's a very important thing about these speech days. Because you got some that's gonna be, they don't understand this thing. And that's why we gotta go back, Makai, finish up. Go give me a little bit more, bro, Makai. Yeah, I need a little bit more. What else in that? And that 13, next verse.
All right,
I need a little bit more.
We're going back to the book of Zechariah, chapter 13, picking it up, finishing up verse number 9. Verse 9 reads, and I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I would say it is my people, and they shall say the Yahuwah is my Yahuwah.
He said he's going to try them now at night, and he'll came back to me exactly what was going on. What if the called young lion and Micaiah, he said he's going to try them. Now I remember, it came back to me through the Spirit. In Hebrews chapter 12, think about why he going to, Why is he going to try them, young line? Why is he going to try them? Let's talk about it. Young line, Brother McKay. We're going to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 4. Let's read a little bit.
All right.
Young
boy. To the book of Hebrews chapter 12.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to pick it up at verse number 4.
Yes, sir.
The book of Hebrews, the book of Israelites, chapter 12. Pick it up at verse 4. Verse 4 reads, for consider him that endured such contradiction, a sinner against himself, lest you be weary and faint in your mind.
You see, you don't faint in your mind, that's what he's saying. He said, don't get weary and don't faint in your mind. Go ahead and read a little bit more.
Verse 4. That's verse 3. Verse
4. That's good. Now, folks.
You have not yet resisted unto blood.
If everybody came in and took a plank and bust your head wide open, you'd have it. Go ahead.
He said, unto blood, striving against sin.
Uh-huh.
Verse 5. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children.
Uh-huh.
My son, despise not you the chastening of the Yahuwah.
He said, my son, despise not the chastening of Yahuwah. Go ahead, read.
Through faith when you are corrected of him.
And don't faint when you are corrected. When you get corrected, don't faint. Don't always got to have a comeback when you are getting corrected. Hold that point, y'all lying. In the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, Titus?
Yes, sir.
Let's go to, hallelujah, what?
Yahuwah.
Let's go to Habakkuk and get a precept that the seer has to be, he has to understand this thing. Now, in the book of Habakkuk there, y'all mind? This is what the seer said in Habakkuk chapter, he made a profound statement there, young man. He said something in the second chapter. What did he say in 2:1? Let's talk about it.
The book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 1, reads, I will stand upon my watch.
He said, I'm going to stand on my watch.
And set me upon the tower.
And set me up on the tower.
And will watch to see what he will say unto me.
And I'm going to watch to see what he will say unto me.
And what I shall answer.
And what I shall answer. This is good.
When I am reproved.
And when I am reproved. Understand one thing. If you don't get reproved, then you got a fear come upon you. The seer knew he won't be reproved. Much as the seer knew, you will have to be reproved.
Yahuwah.
But then all of a sudden, when you try to prove somebody to help them out, then they got a comeback coming. Then they got something out their mouth. No. The correction is part of the understanding that everybody got to be corrected. The seer know he has to be corrected from that angel that was sent down from the Father and the Son. He said, I'm just going to way back. I know I'm going to be reproved because I know my mind thinking one thing, and I could be totally wrong. So when he approved me, I'm going to take my correction and keep it moving. And that's the spirit we're talking about.
Oh,
and then, Yahuwah, I got no choice but to kick in when you understand that when you get corrected, don't always have a comeback.
Hallelujah.
Take the correction because it's from above to correct you if a time to come.
Yeah,
come on back and read what's going on in Hebrews.
All right. We're going back to the book of Hebrews, the book of Israelite. We're going to chapter 12. We're going to pick it up at verse number, finish up verse 5. Verse 5 reads, nor faint when you are corrected of him.
And don't do what?
Faint when you are corrected of him.
Then you want to faint. Now, somebody got to bring you some water and fan you now because you did correct. Huh? Now you got to be, you see?
Verse number 6. For whom do Yahuwah love, he chastens.
See, whom Yahuwah love, he chastens.
That's right.
And scorns every son whom he receives.
So now, we have to do these things to see what you're made of. We have no choice but to do this to see what you're made of. Hey, Mother E, give me a precept on that, Mother. And the book called Proverbs 24, verse number 10. Mother E, need a precept on that. 24, verse 10.
Proverbs chapter 24. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10. The book of Proverbs, chapter 24, verse 10, reads. Proverbs chapter 24. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small.
Yes. He says, if you faint in the day of adversity, look up that definition of a young lion, tell me what that word means, adversity. Then your strength is small. What is he saying? What are you saying by if you faint in the day of adversity? Look up that definition, young man. You got to see what that word means. What that word mean? What that word mean? Adversity.
Adversity.
Yeah, what that word mean?
Adversity. Adversity.
All right. Looking up the word adversity.
What it mean?
According to the Google Dictionary, the word adversity for Oxford Languages, it means difficulties, misfortune.
Now, first definition again?
Difficult.
Yeah, right. But something is difficult. Then you faint behind it. You see? Now, what that supposed to mean? Because Yahuwah gave a he gave something, he says, in the 11th chapter. See, remember, we teach clearly as Yahuwah. See, adversity mean what again?
Difficult.
So something difficult. But look what Yahuwah said in the 11th chapter there, Brother Titus.
Yes, sir. Now, I mean, Hallelujah.
What did he say in the 11th chapter of Numbers? What did he say? What is put on leadership? What is put on in the 11th chapter?
The book of Numbers, chapter 11.
Now, I ain't tell you what verse you read to go. So I mean, you ready to go for yourself. You ain't ready to go for the national audit. You ready to go for yourself. I ain't told you no verse and you ready to go. Yeah. You got to make sure you ain't growing this thing. You got to be focused on this business right here. 11th chapter. Now, figure the verse number 16. Then, so, turn that out. Level 16.
The book of Numbers of the Law, chapter 11, verse 16.
Sir.
And Yahuwah said to Moses, gather to me 70 men, the elders of Israel.
Yes.
Whom you know to be elders of the people.
He said, now who you know? So he said, Moses, go gather me 70 elders of the people. Who you know, who you've been peeping at, although he already peeped at everybody anyway. He wants Moses. You look out there, who you know, and do what with them?
Who you know to be the elders of the people.
Yes.
And officers over them.
Yeah.
And bring them into the temple of the congregation of Israel.
Yeah.
That they may stand there with you.
With you. Go ahead.
17. And I'm going to come down and talk with you there.
And I'm going to come down and talk with you there, Moses.
And I will take the spirit which is upon you.
And the spirit you got on you, Moses, which is most meekest man on the face of the earth, Moses.
Yahuwah. And we'll put it upon them.
And I'm going to put that spirit on them. So they're going to be all over the place. They're going to be by that spirit that you got.
Hallelujah.
Is that what we're reading?
Hallelujah.
Whatever they.
And they shall bear the burden of the people with you.
And they're going to bear the burden of the peoples.
Hallelujah. Go
ahead.
That you bear not yourself alone.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? See, so this is what we're trying to tell you. So this is how you build up the nine. The nine got to understand one thing. You got to have the same spirit with that fear. You got to be ready to take care of this business because life is on the line. See? So you see, you can't be all over the place. You got to know exactly what's going on. And that's why it's so important on the Sabbath day, the feast day, the gathering together, because you're rehearsing the righteous act. You get prepared for the big thing to come. See? So this is what it's all about. This third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day, seventh day. It's all about one thing, going over the righteous act of Yahweh. See who is prepared to take care of his business. You see, Baruch was the scribe for the brother, Jeremiah the seer. And Baruch paused in his mind and said, oh, woe is me. Now that verse will come back to me about that, you know, sooner or later. But he paused in his mind. He didn't know. Let me get a precept on that. Hey, Mother, help me out. I need a precept on that. Mother, we're going to Isaiah 65, Mother. We're going to Isaiah 65. I need to get a precept on that, Mother. See, understand one thing. Sometimes you ain't got to say nothing. Y'all probably know already what's going on. I mean, we could really go all out in that, but we ain't. We want to get a couple more points in. Then get on the sideline with the elders and people to get online. Now in the book called Isaiah, Mother, it's a verse that's talked about in Isaiah 65, Mother. It's what Yahweh said in verse 65:24. What do you say, Mother, we can read? Isaiah 65, verse 24.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 65, verse 24. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear.
You see that? So y'all probably had this thing so tight that you be thinking of something, you know, already corrected that and made his move. When you reflect what he got in his Bible, Yahweh got no choice but to fulfill what's written in this book. All that we're doing now is shadows. This is a big thing, but everybody take it as a life thing. This is a big thing, what's going on. So now we find out, and in that conversation, young lion read in that 13 verse 10 is about bringing his name to the table. Come back there. Hey, Mother, read that in 13 verse number 10 of Zechariah. This was all about Zechariah 13 verse 10.
The book of Zechariah, chapter 13, verse 10. Book of Zechariah, chapter 13, verse 10. Zechariah, chapter 13, verse 10.
Read.
Zechariah 13, verse 10. Zechariah, chapter 13, verse 9.
Well, read verse 9.
And Zechariah, chapter 13. Verse 9, and I will bring the third part through the fire and refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, Yahweh is my Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. The third part. That's a serious part up there, right? The third part. So who's the third part, young lion, Brother Titus? Who's the third part again?
The nine.
The nine. The nine. The nine is the third part. The nine is the third part. The third part is the nine. Y'all understand this thing? The nine got to be tried. The nine. Got to be tried. There ain't no way of getting around it. The nine must be tried. See? The nine got to be tried.
Yeah,
see, when you pause, it's just like they call them the Minuteman in the Army. Well, the Minuteman is the one, they is a special group that they have them, and they just quick on delivering you up. But to get there, you got to be tried to be a Minuteman. You know? So he let you know, if you become a nine, you must be tried. That's what he told Moses. Look out there and see that one you know is able to be a nine. And then I'm going to come down there and check him out. You see that? So you understand this thing? This thing's big. Now, who picked up on that, Brother Micaiah? Who picked up on that in Judges 3, verse 7?
Let's
pick up verse 1 just to make it sound good. We're going to Judges chapter 3. And look at verse 1.
Yeah, well.
Let's take a look at this good talk here. Judges 3, pick up verse number 1.
Going up to the book of Judges, chapter 3. We're going to start at verse number 1. Going to the book of Judges, chapter 3. We'll pick it up at verse number 1.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Judges, chapter 3, verse number 1, read. Now these are the nations which the Yahuwah left to prove Israel by them. As many of Israel as had not known all the wars of Canaan.
Good. So he left the nations to prove. Let's go to the 7th chapter now. So remember, Yahuwah is going to have his servants. You're not going to get a cakewalk in this thing. And we read you not your own. You don't get a cakewalk in this thing if you're serving the Yahuwah. So in the 7th chapter, same book, verse 3. Look what Yahuwah told Gilead.
Yahuwah.
7 verse 3.
Look at
Judges. When the nation is true, let's go to the 7th chapter. So remember, Yahuwah is going to have his servants.
Every one that leaped, that laughed of the water with his tongue as a dog lapping, him shall be set by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down upon his knees to drink, verse 6, and the number of them that lapped, putting their hands to their mouth, was 300 men.
Now, see, them 300 was the ones that is not going to compromise. Them was called, in the book he called them, lapping like a dog. These ones that were serious about this business, and all they want to do here is something, and wherever the leadership point them to it, that's it. And you got some, it's apologetics. They want to be serene. They want to take a teaspoon and drink tea with it, a teaspoon. Pour it into the sauce and all that, instead of gargling it down. You know, they're compromising spirits. So you got to watch compromising spirits. But the one got that urgency, that dog mentality when we come down to Yahweh's business, the day on the case, that's what Yahweh's saying. He said, now you watch the one that's going to lap it up like a dog. It'd be peeping at the same time. Wobble on the wall. You got to watch them. That's the one you want. Now he gave a case in point on it. He gave a case in point. Sister Sarah, Yahweh be there, see you right.
Yahweh bless you.
He gave a case in point to Sarah in the 17th chapter, or maybe the 19th chapter of 1 Kings. He gave a case. The Bible got a case in point. Let me show you, he got a case in point. See, ain't nothing in this Bible, like I tell you, if whatever fear tell you, don't worry about it. If he tell you something, you bet he'll already done it already. He'll tell you nothing unless that he hasn't already been done. You got to be trying to see it's about this man's business. This man's business won't get you in the kingdom. He'll be chosen for these days. Now, in this book called 1 Kings 18, now, Sister Sarah, the seal was on the clock. And what did he want Yahweh to do according to verse 36, down to verse 38? Let's see how Yahweh responded. That we can read, Sister Sarah. We're going to 1 Kings 18, 36 through 38. What happened?
Going to the book of
1
Kings, chapter 18, reading 36 through 38. Verse 36 reads, and it came to pass, at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that Elijah, the prophet, the seer, came near and said, Yahweh, Yahweh of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that thou art Yahweh in Israel, and that I am your servant.
Cool. What, that he who?
I am your servant.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
And that I have done all these things at your word.
And he didn't do nothing but what kind of way he did it? At Yahweh's word. That means he don't do nothing on his own. He didn't look at this book and said that's how he wrote. Go ahead and read.
Verse 37. Hear me, O Yahweh, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Yahweh, Yahweh, and that thou hast turned their mind back again.
Okay, good. Listen to this, okay?
Verse 38. Then the fire of the Yahweh fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stone and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench.
What did it do?
Up.
And lick the water. What he said, one he said, decided he want to do. He said, which one he gonna work with?
The one that licked up the water.
Lick up the water. See that? That's the one he gonna be working with. Ain't no talking. When it come down this year, you don't know what to break out to. You see that? So this is way before. But he said, I'm gonna try him. He don't change how he operate now. He said, the one that licked this thing up like a dog. Them the one he want, right? And it was a comparison in of him own self taking the lead, didn't it? 18:38. He said, now Yahweh told him put some little water out there, big water out there, and lick up the water that was in the trench. He licked it all up. See?
Yahweh.
You understand this was the man trying to tell you. And what we're doing is we call a shadow about these feast days, Sabbath days, and everything else. We got to have this kind of spirit for Yahweh to kick in. He got it written exactly what kind of spirit got to be around. He said, the one that got this spirit right here, that's the one you sit to the side. You were about 300 then, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But all the rest of them kept going back on. You hear your mama calling you, you got doubt, going back on somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what he said?
Hallelujah.
All the ones got doubt kept going back on.
Hallelujah.
You got to understand this thing. You got to believe in this right here. And Yahweh is, now let me get a priest up on that, Sarah. Let me tell you what Yahweh got written in the book of Hebrews. This is how he operates. You got to believe in this thing. You got to believe in this. In the book of Hebrews, there, Sister Sarah, we're going to the 11th chapter. If somehow I'm going to pull out the 11th chapter, I'm going to take a shot at it. Verse 6.
I'm going to take a shot at it. Verse 6.
What
does it say? Going to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6. Verse 6-3. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to Yahweh must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Read that. See.
Book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6-3. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to Yahweh must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
You see? See, if you don't believe this thing, ain't no need looking around. You know, if you can't believe this thing right here, he said, with that, this faith means believe this word. If you don't believe his word, it's impossible to please him. Is that the man saying?
Yahweh.
You can't please him unless you believe his word. It's no discussion. We know what the order saying. He told Moses, look out there, and when you see those that fit the program that I'm on, and I'm on the program about living it up. I'm on the program living it up. Look out there and find me one that can lift this thing up, and he found 300. Right?
Yahweh.
And what did he tell the rest of them to do? All the rest of them to do, young man, Makai. Now he got the 300 to the side, and what did he say?
Going back to the book of Judges.
Yes.
Chapter 7. We just got done finished verse number 6. We're going to verse number 7. Book of Judges. We got done reading verse number 4. Going to verse 5. So he brought down the people into the water.
Yes.
And Yahweh is in Gideon. Everyone that lapping of the water with his tongue as a dog lapping, him shall you set by himself.
Uh-huh.
Likewise, everyone that boweth down.
The one that compromises, all the compromises. Well, I don't know. I got to think, you know, compromise.
Mm-hmm. And boweth down upon his knees to drink. Verse 6. And the number of them that lacked, putting their hands to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water.
Okay.
Verse 7. And Yahweh said unto Gideon,
what?
By the 300 men that lacked will I save you.
What did he say?
By the 300 men that lacked will I save you.
Yeah.
And deliver the Midianites unto your hand.
And that with them 300 men, I'm going to deliver the Midianites, which was 100,000 for them. That's another lesson, go ahead.
And let all the other people go, every man, unto his place.
You see what he say?
Mm-hmm.
You see, you told him?
Yeah, what?
Go ahead, give me another verse.
Verse 8. So the people took victories in their hand and their trumpets. And he sent all the rest of Israel, every man unto his tent, and retained those 300 men. And the host of the Midian was beneath him in the valley.
Hey, so you got to understand something. What we're doing here, we're rehearsing this righteous act. This righteous act is serious business. Now come on over, Brother Micaiah, give me the book called Nehemiah 8. We're going Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 1, 2, and get down to verse 7.
All right. Hallelujah. We're going to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8. We're going to read verse 1, 2, and we're going to skip down to verse number 7.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, verse 1, 2, we're going to skip down to verse number 7. The book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, verse 1, 2, and verse 7, verse 1, read. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man, and took the street that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra the seer, to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Yahweh had commanded to Israel. Verse 2. And Ezra the seer brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the seventh month. Verse 7. And Jeshua, and Benna, and Sherebiah, and Jamin, and Akub, and Shabbatiah, Hodiah, Messiah, Kalita, Azariah, Josabad, Hanan, Peleah, and the Levite, caused the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place.
So you see this? So all the ones that was part of the nine that been programmed to understand this thing, they was out there working the audience. They was walking around and seeing exactly, Brother Titus, they will take a look at Sirach chapter 11, and you got to have that right spirit on you, and verse 12. So the one that you just got through hearing, they job, they was among the midst of the peoples in Sirach chapter 11, verse 12, because we know we're going to have peoples that's going to be, what?
The book of Sirach, the seer, chapter 11, verse 12 reads, Sirach, the seer, chapter 11, verse 12. Again, there's another that is slow.
That's right.
Again, there's another that is slow.
You have some that's slow.
Yes.
Them the ones that you got to be able to have that spirit to watch them see, because they really don't understand what it's all about. So your job is to detect that they don't know and get over to them because they what?
Slow.
Right. Slow understand because they got Christianity have handcuffed them in the brain. Jack them all kind of ways. So you have to have the discernment, and that's why they had to come together on these days to rehearse the righteous act, and those that don't understand what's going on, they get out in the audience and see. Because they're going to be slow if they come out of any other camp. They're going to be slow. So you got to go over to them and feed them the word of Yahweh, because they're going to be what?
Slow.
Down to 15, straight on down to 15.
Right. It had need of help.
And they need help.
Yes. Wants in ability.
And they want the ability.
And full of poverty.
Yeah.
Yet the eye of Yahweh look upon them, look upon him for good.
Yeah.
And set him up from his low estate.
Hey, that's right. Do you? He'll set them up. He ain't coming down to do nothing. He set it up through the leadership to get out there and do and help the ones that are slow. Remember, when nine is built up, he ain't going back to one and three and six. He's going from the 12. But the nine got to be tried to understand what to look for when they see somebody come in. They already know six and on the count. This person is slow. I got to get over there, pull them to the side, take them to the gold room, and work them over a little bit. See, you got to have that spirit automatic in you. You see? Good.
Verse 13. It lifted up his head from misery.
That's right. Because if you're not in this right here, you in misery. How much dollars you got? You in misery if you ain't got this right here.
Yeah,
go ahead.
So that many that saw it marveled at him.
That's right.
14. Prosperity and adversity, life and death, poverty and riches come of Yahuwah.
All that come of Yahuwah. See, Baruch was talking, thinking about his house and those big-legged woman he had, and he forgot the mission. The mission is children of Israel, and I'm turned wicked, Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon, I'm ready to take them down.
That's right.
And he worried about himself. He said, I still kill you, Baruch. You not your own, Baruch. You strive to write down what I tell Jeremiah, and you pause and throw a holler about, oh, woe is me. You can't woe is me on this thing. Now, I'm in grief. What you in grief about? See? Because that business did, he covered his own. See? Now, give me a, now go up to Wisdom of Solomon there, young man. And, well, I'll leave with Wisdom of Solomon out of that. Now, come on back, young man, Brother Micaiah, come on back to that seventh chapter. We read verse 7. Let's read verse 8. Let's see what they was doing.
Back in Judges, chapter 7.
Now, come on back to Nehemiah, chapter 8. Oh, no. You read 7, now you read verse 8.
Hallelujah. Well, the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, verse number 8 reads, so they read in the book in the law of Yahuwah distinctly, and gave the sense and called them to understand the reading.
You see what they were doing? So they were out there making them understand what was going on. See, this is a big job. See, what we doing, we rehearsing about that, and that's why we come together on anything about Yahuwah's business. We rehearsing about exactly who best to fit this role, that role, that role. I thought we already know through the word of Yahuwah. But at the same token, you have to understand one thing. This is Yahuwah's business. We got to take care of Yahuwah's business. Now, let's run and see what he said, young. So, Sarah, you start off in Matthew chapter 18. Read down about 26. And Brother Mackay, you pick it up after 26. Let's go on to Matthew chapter 18, verse 21, and take it down to verse 26 to the Sarah. And then in 27 to 35, old young lion going to read Brother Mackay.
Going to the book of Matthew, chapter 18, reading verses 21-26.
Mm-hmm.
Book of Matthew, chapter 18, 21-26, verse 21 reads, then came Peter to him and said, Yahuwah, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him, till seven times, verse 22. Yahuwah, say unto him, I say not unto you until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Verse 23. Therefore the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which will take account of his servants. Verse 24. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. Verse 25. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Yahuwah commanded him to be sold, and his wife and his children, and all that he had, in payment to be made. Verse 26. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Yahuwah, have patience with me, and I will pay you all.
The book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 27 down to verse 35. Verse 27 reads, and the Yahuwah of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. Verse 28, but the same servant went out, and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him, and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that you owe. 29, and his fellow servant fell down at his feet, and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Verse 30. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. Verse 31. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto their Yahuwah all that was done. 32. Then then his Yahuwah, after that he had called him, saying unto him, O you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you desired me. Verse 33. Should not you also have had compassion on your fellow servant, even as I had pity on you? Verse 34. His Yahuwah was wrath, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him. Verse 35. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your mind forgive not everyone his brother their sin.
Read verse 21 again. No, you don't mind.
The book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 21 reads. 21 reads. It came Peter to him and said, Yahuwah the Son, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times?
So you see, when you read this read, this is why it was so important. That, and where is Yahuwah at when all this going on, Mother E? Hey, Mother E, where is all this going on? Where is all this good talk going on at? We're going to St. John chapter 7, Mother E. And what we want to find out, where is all this good talk going on? Now, Peter came to Yahuwah, and that was a great thing. But what we want to know, where is all this talk coming from? That's what we want to know. Where is all this talk coming from? What is really going on that all this great, big, tall talking is going on? In the seventh chapter, Mother E. So remember, Yahuwah came to edify. So, let's
go down to
verse number 8. Where is all this talk going? Hey, Mother E, where is all this talk coming from? Verse 8.
St. John chapter 7, verse 8. Go ye up unto this feast. I go not up yet unto this feast, for my time is not yet for the come.
So that means Yahuwah has came to the feast. So all this conversation was going on at a feast, you know, when the gathering comes. So verse 14.
Now about the midst of the feast, Yahuwah went up into this temple and talked.
And what did he do? And by the midst of the feast, he went into the temple and done some teaching. So that's what he was doing on the feast day. And what feast was that? Now, he came 70 miles to his feast, Mother. Now, we're going to skip down to verse 37 and find out what feast was this. That he came 70 miles to be the answer to the question to Peter and everybody else, if my brother sinned against me, how many times shall I forgive him? They are at the feast. They are at the temple. Verse 37. 38, come on,
Verse 37 and 38. Verse 37. In the last days, that great day of the feast, Yahuwah the Son stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. 38. He that believe on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
So the last day, what is the last feast? Where is the last feast according to Leviticus 23? What feast is that? What feast is that? What's the name of it?
Yahuwah.
So Yahuwah came 70 miles for the Feast of the Tabernacle. And he was there to be the sign to show them exactly how you handle things if something jump up. Now, because you know your brother was coming down there, your brothers all over the world was coming there, so you not to have patience with your brother. And if your brother don't stand against you, you have to forgive your brother. And then you will sit in the stage, and this is what these speeches are all about. Your brothers is coming from a different situation. So now you got to be in position to help this brother. See? But how you be in position if you don't pay it no never mind? So this is what the righteous act about on the third day, the fourth day, fifth day, sixth day, seventh day. It was the burning part that they was doing, because in the wisdom of Solomon there, young lion, Brother Titus, the 15th chapter, verse 14 and 15 says what?
Okay, the wisdom of Solomon. Chapter 14.
Mm-hmm. Chapter 15, verse 14 and 15.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 15.
Verse 14 and 15.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 15. Verse 14 and 15. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 15, verse 14 and 15. And all the enemies of my people that hold them in subjection are most foolish and are more miserable than every babe, than very babes. Verse 15. And they counted all the idols of the heathen nation of Esau's five sons to be Yahuwah's, which neither have use of eyes to see, nor noses to draw breath, nor ears to hear, nor fingers of hands to handle. For as for the feet, as for their feet, they are slow to go.
Yeah, what?
They are slow to go.
Yeah, but you put in Esau and five sons, that's why you got no timeline. And Wisdom of Solomon, they know nothing about no Esau and five sons. They was not in business right then.
Oh, okay.
They were talking about, see, we got to know what we're saying. The Esau and five sons is nowhere in that they ain't even came. They don't come into Alexander in 300 B.C. This is happening in 900 B.C., 1000 B.C., and all was in power then. What was the two nations that was in power then? I mean,
Syrians.
Yeah. So them was the nation. Now Egypt was in power, and they came out of Egypt, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's the one that they knew at that time. But when Solomon got in, along with they were whooping the Canaanites' rims. They're talking about the Canaanites and all them. And they think ain't got nothing to do with no Esau and his five sons. You get them credit for he not nowhere in the picture now. Too early for him.
Oh, okay.
Way in and get
yeah,
up
he's somewhere else.
He's worse
in the cave. He's never seen Arabs. They ain't ran him out of his home. Man, he's somewhere like Joe said he was doing. Sounded like a bunch of jackasses in the 30th chapter. So that was doing at that time for him. So you can't just jump there and just put something in there, young lion. You gotta be exact. That's when Yahuwah coming in.
All right.
But that was the feast was all about, was to correct whatever on your mind and correcting it.
Yahuwah.
And to be able to correct others on the time appointed. See? So now we find out that. We was in power. And we were reflecting back out of them coming out of up on the day rule.
Mm-hmm.
Egypt, the Canaanites, and all them. That was just reflecting back on to. They know nothing about this man to come. You know, unless they had written it down, but it was this man coming along. He got a great while to come, but we come. That's in the 300. This is in the 900.
Okay.
See? So we find out now that he had number nine. He came to this feast to work with the number nine, and he started with Peter. And Peter asked the question. You know a lot about my old slick brother's on the way up here. How many times shall I forgive him? He forgive him the many times if they repent. They repent, you forgive them. So this is a big job got to be done. You can't hold that. That's what that atonement about. If you atone, you will drop those that have repented and put them on the right track, and you move forward from that point on. So that's why it's very important to understand we have to see the ones that are slow and take it from there. Now go to 2 Chronicles there, Titus. Look at 31, verse 7 and 8.
Okay. Go on to 2 Chronicles, chapter 31, verse 7 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
2 Chronicles, chapter 31, verse 7 and 8. 2 Chronicles, chapter 31, verse 7 and 8. 2 Chronicles, chapter 31, verse 7 and verse 8. In the third month, they began to lay the foundations of the heaps and finish them in the seventh month.
And saying anybody, all Yahweh speech, you got to prepare for this business. If you're going to become a nine, you're going to be drunk, you're going to open the book and open your mouth about the Bible, you got to prepare for this thing. You got to be prepared for this right here. This is the business that you've been ordained to do, Yahweh's business. But you got to lead by example. You can't tell nobody nothing unless you're going to do. You can't tell nobody how to get their body together or nothing else unless you going to do it.
Yahweh.
So we can tell you exactly how to get yourself together, how to remove all kind of, you know, problems in your body. All it takes you 90 days, but you got to have Yahweh first. 90 days. You got to be taught. 90 days. In 90 days, you don't eat nothing if you're going for the wind, but you eat grapes and watermelon. You got to clean that garbage out of your body. Take you 90 days. After 30 days, you start seeing your body start making up. You're going to go through all kinds of transformation for 30 days. And after them 30 days, you'll start seeing some things you'll start seeing the light. But your foundation is laid in 30 days. You're going to move all the toxins in the garbage out your body. All the stuff you're built up from eating all that dead food.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why they did that feast day, they were telling them about certain foods don't even touch.
Yeah,
now go on your phone, somebody's telling about this. See, that was so important about these feast days. You both tell them about when you see them slow out there, you go and you put them to the side. And look up what it says about the U.S. chicken. Let's see what it says. Let's see somebody read that. What it says about the U.S. chicken. The U.S. chicken, let's read about the U.S. chicken now. Who will bring it up about the U.S. chicken? The U.S. chicken. Say, you be watching those. We're going to read about the U.S. chicken that they put in, that the United States put something in their chicken. And we want to make sure, and that's what these days are all about, show you what the United States put in their chicken. What do the United States put in their chicken? If old been in writing by the young lion, you never know what can come up, or be ready to go, or have your nose prepared. He's saying, look here, that U.S. chicken, what about that U.S. chicken? What about that U.S. chicken? That the United States do what to that U.S. chicken? What they put in their chicken? The U.S. chicken, and no other nation want no part of it. What they put in their chicken? What do they put in their chicken? The U.S. chicken, they put chlorophyll in it. I want to hear that. The United States put chlorine in their chicken. That's what I want to hear. What do they do? What do United States do? Do they put chlorine in their chicken? That's what I want to know. I don't know what's going on. And see, that's what they were doing on the feast day. They were showing those that was coming up to the feast about stay away from U.S. chicken that got chloride in it. Because U.S., United States, put in their food, that chicken, chlorine. And I don't know what they say about it. What do they say about it?
To the Google Dictionary. Well, we're pulling up about the chicken, United States chicken. In a Google search, and it reads, 97% of chickens processed in the USDA facilities are bathed in chlorine.
Right. They bathed in chlorine, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now stop it there and pull up what do chlorine mean. See, let's flip open an extent or lesson when we brought up about it, and you'll be in your nose ready to go. So that chlorine, so when you sit on these feast days, you got people who come in, and they're going to be having chicken, and they're going to be doing this and doing that. And you got to be brought to the side and let them know that the United States of America they got 97% of their chickens have chlorine in it. And what do chlorine mean? So that's why they was out there talking to the worm that was below to let them know that the United States put chlorine in their chicken. So when you go into these restaurants and get chicken, you get chlorine. What do the word chlorine mean?
So we have from the Google search on the word chlorine, we're going to get add something on to it. We got chlorine. Chlorine is a yellow-green gas at room temperature.
It is a what?
Yellow-green gas.
It's a gas. And what is a gas? What is gas? If you leave a stove on and gas getting your nose, what is getting your nose?
Gas.
Toxic. What is gas? What is MN? And what's a toxin? Gas, what is that? Is that the P word?
Poison.
Come on. That is poison you eat.
Poison.
It's a gas. Chlorine is a gas. It's a toxin. It is a poison. No other nations want nothing to do with United States chickens because they put chlorine in it, which is a toxin, which is a poison.
Exposure to low levels of chlorine can result in nose, throat, and eye irritation. At higher levels, breathing chlorine gas may result in changes in breathing rate, in coughing, and damage to the lungs.
Okay. That chlorine is a what? It's a gas, right?
Yes. Yeah.
What is a gas?
Poison.
It's poison. What do the United States do to the chicken?
They clean it and
pour it. Chlorine. They clean it, they, and chlorine. So that's why you see so many chicken tracks in your neighborhood.
That's right.
And United States chicken is what again?
Poison.
And what they put in there to make it poison?
Chlorine.
Know why they do that? See? That's why no other nation want to deal with United States, even on their hog. They do some things, but we ain't getting off into it. But when you eat chicken from the United States, that's why you need to grow your own, they put poison in their chicken called chlorine. It is a toxin. It is a gas. So when they bring you the chicken from all these restaurants, understand what you're dealing with. And that's what was so important about them feast days. When you sit around your brothers from all over the world, they came in on those feast days. And that's why you edify them and you will let them know that some things they need to know because you are number nine. You met them where they at. That chicken from the United States is already there. But if you really read their say, it ain't going to hurt you. And they comment. You say, yeah, we put it in. We put the paws in your chicken, but it ain't going to hurt you. It's okay. See, we believe them all the time. All they do is say something. It's okay. How is putting poison in something is okay? That means the spirit they got, Mother E. You got a 58-verse-3 spirit in some. To tell you it's okay to eat poison. So Mother E. And 58-verse-3. Can you hear me out?
Book of Psalms, chapter 58, verse 3. Book of Psalms, chapter 58, verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Psalms, chapter 58, verse 3 reads.
What?
The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray soon as they be born. Speaking lies.
You see that? And you go right on the internet or your telephone and read what they tell you chlorine is okay. Although we put it in the chicken, but it's okay. So what are they doing today? They put poison in their chicken and it's okay. All other nations, when you do your research, have banned anything that's come out of the United States on their chicken. They put chlorine in it, which is a toxin, which is a gas, which is a poison. If you know you mess around and leave your gas on, you go to sleep, got your windows down, that gas turns to poison. A And what happens when you don't wake up in the next morning? You have, they call it a gas, what they call it? Die upon the gas. You see? Mm-hmm. So when you eat the chicken, you eat what is already written on your internet, on your telephone, it is a chlorine in it. Chlorine is a toxin.
Mm-hmm.
Toxin is a gas. Gas is a poison. So when they bring you an order of chicken from the United States of America, you eat chicken with poison in it. And you want to know why you got some problem in your body. And see, that's what they were doing on these beefsteaks, but it came every direction. Let me show you where they came out. We're going at, remember the word we're talking about is feast now. Young Lion, Brother Micaiah, talking about a feast.
Hallelujah.
So here it comes. We're going to 2:1. But we're going to be reading about what's going on. We're talking about a feast. 2:1. Acts 2:1. So put the word feast in it. What is the word there?
I want
the word feast there. 2:1.
Hallelujah. In the book of Acts, we're going to chapter 2. We'll pick it up at verse number 1. The book of Acts chapter 2, verse 1 reads, and when the day of the feast was fully come,
yes,
they were all with one accord in one place. Verse 2. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting.
Verse 5. What's going on?
Verse 5 reads, and there were dwelling at Yahja Judah.
Who?
Yahja Judah.
Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon.
Devout men.
Yes.
Out of every nation under heaven.
They was devout men out of every nation upon the heaven. So here it is on the feast day. They came from wherever they was at to the feast day. Wherever they had to get to, they knew they had to get to where the name was at. So here they come. Go ahead and read 6.
Verse 6. Now when this was noise abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak his own language. Verse 7. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans?
Yeah.
Verse 8. And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born?
The same way you go to the UN. You get on the microphone, you speak your language out of the UN, but it translates to whatever language that you want. Like you got computers doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You can talk to your computer in your regular language, but it comes in their language the way they want to hear. So it ain't nothing new. You take it new now, you can speak to your computer now, and yeah, you can be talking to somebody in Russia somewhere. And he's speaking you in Russian, and he's talking back to you in English. You see, that's a big thing. No, that was going on then. Them five tongues were translating what they were saying in whatever language they did in.
Hallelujah.
That was going on. Go ahead and read. And where did it come from?
Verse number 9. Parthians.
They came out of Parthians.
And Medes.
They came out of Medes.
And Elamites.
They was over there too. Israel was over there too.
And the dwellers of Mesopotamia.
Mm-hmm.
And Yadatu.
Yeah, okay. Good. All that was going on, and what happened in verse 12?
Verse 12. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another,
yes,
what meaneth this?
He said, what is really going on? And that's why the brothers, that's why you got to be prepared when they bring, because they slow. They don't know what's going on. You go over there, and you recognize that spirit, you pull them to the side, and they know what's going on. Because they slow. Go ahead.
Verse number 13. Others marking said, these men are full of new wine.
But watch this.
Verse 14. But Peter, standing up with the elect, lift up his voice and said to them,
what?
You men of Yahja Judah.
You men of Yahja Judah, Benjamin, Levi. So who came up on this feast day?
The children of Israel.
And they was off in every nation. And they knew he'd come there, but yeah, the warm devil, remember, Yahweh the Son was there to get Peter's break. now they really work these guys over right now saying what?
Verse number 11. You made a Yada Jew.
Yes.
And all you that dwell in Yada Jew.
Yes.
Be this known unto you and hearken to my word.
What?
Verse 15. For these are not drunken as you suppose.
You're right.
Then it is but the third hour of the day.
He said it's too early to get drunk. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. We ain't ready to get drunk yet. We got to teach first. Go ahead, read.
Verse 16. But this is that which was spoken by the seer Joel.
He said, what I'm talking to you about is preparing you and all the rest of the 11, they all out in the audience. This day is talking about what happened to Joel at the feast. So we got to be prepared to meet them. And that's what we're doing now on the third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day. We prepared to meet them where they at. Because they ain't going to understand nothing that's going on, when to have it, what to have it. We prepared to meet them. Go ahead, read.
Verse 17.
Watch this.
And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith the Yahweh, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
Yeah.
And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy.
And your sons and daughters to prophesy when the best is to teach at the feast days. Because that's when they're going to come for. They come above the lows, but you got to direct them, I'm saying. The lows come after you hear the word. You got to understand why you're here. And that's what they were doing in Nehemiah, chapter 8, verse 7. They were getting out there, dealing with the ones that were slow and didn't have an understanding. And that's what we come in at. We get prepared to help those that are slow. Wherever you're slow at, we meet you where you're at, and we correct you, you know, with the right spirit on what is the true meaning of these feast days. We come together now for, and we prepare for it to take care of Yahweh's business. Go ahead.
I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams.
So now look what happened. So that was going on this feast days. So now when we go, and matter of fact, let's get Sister Judas and bring her in, get her holler in that microphone for a minute or two. Let's see, it's Sister Judas, tribe of Yah God Judah. One of the sisters out of Camp 1. Yahweh be there, see you right.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Sea World. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, right, Sister Judas. Hey, Judas, let's pull out a first bowl, Seer. And we got to understand something. And Ezekiel 14:14. And skip down to 18, down to verse 20. Can you help the national audience out about something? Chapter 14, verse 14, 18, down to verse 20.
Ezekiel chapter 14, what is that, verse 14, 18 to 20?
Yeah, take it, 18 down to verse 20. Read Ezekiel chapter 14, and skip down to 18, 19, 14. Look at it real carefully. In Ezekiel chapter 14, pick up at verse 14 and skip down to 18, 19, and 20. What does it say?
Ezekiel chapter 14, verses 14, 18 to 20. Verse 14 reads, though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they should deliver but their own souls by their righteous, saith the Yahuwah. Verse 18 reads, through these three men were in it, as I live, saith the Yahuwah, they shall deliver neither sons nor daughters, but they only shall be delivered themselves. Verse 19 reads, for if I send a pestilence into that land and pour out my fury upon it in blood, to cut off from it man and beast. Verse 20 reads, though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, as I live, saith the Yahweh, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter. They shall but deliver their own souls by their righteousness.
See, you only can deliver your own self. You can't deliver nobody else. When you got a call on you, you can't. It's nothing to talk about. You got to get in and get in where you fit in at and do your father's business. All one, only soul you can deliver is yourself. That's all you can deliver is yourself. I don't care how much Job, Daniel said. Only you got to by your action. That's why Yahweh came to them feast days. You're there for every day of them feast days to sit the standards and go back to heaven and watch and see who's going to apply it. Peter picked up that mantle. The 11 picked up that mantle. They knew they had to be out in the crowd because the crowds would be up on all type of Christianity, Islam, Judaism, and all kind of paganism. So their job was to be prepared to help those that came to the feast to understand that thing. Same thing we got here. Because they're going to come all over the world. You got to be prepared to understand what's going on. As children of Israel, this is your job, especially when you're number nine. A number nine going to be tested to see if you're going to take care of your father's business. It's going to be like a guru, how the war is meant. Now, excellent, Sister Judith, on your part there, Sister Sarah, go to Matthew 7. Pick up verse 21 down to verse 28. Give me one more guy, and then I'm turning over to the young line.
Going to the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 21 reads, not everyone shall say unto me, Yahweh, Yahweh, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Father, which is in heaven. Verse 22. Many will say to me in the day, Yahweh, Yahweh, have we not prophesied in your name? And in your name have cast out devils. And in your name done many wonderful works. Verse 23. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work sin. Verse 24. Therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and do them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Verse 25. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell not. And it was founded upon a rock. Verse 26. And everyone that hear these sayings of mine and do them not shall not liken unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. Verse 27. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Verse 28. And it came to pass when Yahweh had ended these sayings, people were astonished at his doctrine.
Yeah, right. Keep reading.
Verse 29. For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes.
See it? Yeah, so they're going to be astonished once y'all understand, number nine, you got to make the extra mile. You got to make the extra mile when it comes down to this man's business. A nine got to make a decision according to the Bible. Let's get a precept on that by the book of Micaiah. We're going to Matthew chapter 12, verse 48-50. And young man held me, Mark chapter 4, maybe 3:31-35, and over to the young man. And I'm out listening along with the elders.
We're going over to the book of Matthew chapter 12. And we want to read verse number 40 and verse
48 down to verse 50.
Verse number 48 down to verse number 50.
Yeah, what did I say?
The book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 48 down to verse 50, 43. But he asked him and said unto him, that told him, who
now,
is
now, it? Now, back in the verse 46, bring it in, 46. Now, take him out the ground. Take him verse 46.
All right, well, going over to the book of Matthew, chapter 12. We're going to pick it up at verse number 46:3. While he yet talked to the people.
What was he doing?
Talked to the people.
Okay, what was he at, in 5:14 of St. John? You talk to people's way. St. John 5:14. What was he talking to him at?
Going to the book of St. John, chapter 5, verse 14 reads. Afterward, Yahweh finding him in the temple, and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, least and worst thing come unto you.
Where did Yahweh find him at?
In the temple.
Where was Yahweh at?
In the temple.
Where we both be at?
In the temple.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, and that's the one you meet. See? You meet him when he comes, he's prepared to deal with him. Come back, y'all line.
Back to the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 46, 46 reads, while he yet talked to the people in the temple, behold, his mother and his brother stood without, desiring to speak with him. Verse 47, and one said unto him, behold, your mother and your brother said, stand without, desiring to speak with you.
Hold that part for a minute.
Yes, sir.
Read.
Hallelujah.
13:55.
What's going on here?
What are you talking about?
13:55. All right, we're going to Matthew 13:55.
Yes.
All right, the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 55. Matthew chapter 13, verse 55 reads, is it not the carpenter's son? Is it not your mother called Mary, his brethren, James, and Joseph and Simon, and Judas?
So his family was outside. His family was outside. He was in the temple, teaching on a bad head of feet, and his family was outside. Come on back, young man.
All right, we're going back to the book of Matthew. We pick it up at chapter 12. We're going to read verse 48, and that read. But he asked and said unto him, that told him, who is my mother, and who are my brother? Verse 49, and he stretched forth his hand towards his followers, and said, behold my mother and my brother. Verse 50, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother, sister, and mother.
So who your brother, your mother, your sister is the one that do the will. That is your mother. Those that will be coming in, them is your brother, your sister. We got a job to reach our brother and sister that have the mind about Yahweh's will. That's what we got to be on.
Yahweh.
Give me a precept there, y'all mind. Mark chapter 3, 31, down to verse 35.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Mark chapter 3, verse 31 and 35. Mark chapter 3, verse 31 reads, there came then his brethren and his mother, and standing without, sent unto him, calling him. Verse 32, and the multitude sat about him. And they said unto him, behold, your mother and your brethren without seek for you. Verse 33, he answered them, saying, who is my mother or my brethren? Verse 34, and he looked round about on them which sat about him, and said,
he looked around about the ones that were sitting around about him.
Yahweh.
He looked around the ones that were sitting around about him. And what did he say?
It said.
What did he say?
Behold.
Look.
My mother
Yes.
And my brethren.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 35. For whosoever shall do the will of Yahweh, the same is my brother and my sister and mother.
Water do the will is what's written in this Bible. That is your mother. And them the ones you forgive seven times.
Yahweh.
The one that do the will, that is your mother, your brother, your auntie, your sister, your brother, your cousin. The one that do the will. You forgive them seven times seven.
Yahweh.
But the one that's outside of Yahweh, they ain't doing no Yahweh. You supposed to cut your time short and 27:12 with them. But those that want to do the will, about this will, that's the one you deal with. That is your mother and your brother. So he's setting you up right now, fixing on the council, to recognize your mother and your brother, the ones that understand about the feast days, the Sabbath days, the fringes when, and understand where they shot at you, help them at. If they shot, understand that they got a bunch of chicken with them. If you're in the United States, that's the last thing you're going to eat is chicken. No other country wants nothing to do with the United States chicken because they put chlorine in their chicken. Chlorine is rich. It is a toxin. A toxin is a gas. A gas is a poison. You know what poison do if it gets inside the system. Huh? Over to the young lion.
Yagua. All right. Sister Judith. Y'all brought bitches to the Judah Israel and see Roy. Y'all brought bitches to the Judah Israel and see Roy.
Yahweh bless you, my Yahweh Titus Israel Sea World. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. All right, Sister Judith. Give me some Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
That's right. That righteous spirit will teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. All right, Sister Judy, give me Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10, verse 19 to 20. Matthew chapter 10, verse 19 and 20.
Matthew chapter 10, verses 19 and verse 20. Verse 19 reads, But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. Verse 20 reads, For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you.
That's right. Not you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. All right. All right. We go on to Chief Speaker of the Nation of Israel. Chapter 4, verse 11. 1 Peter, chapter 4, verse 11. Yeah, Mother E. Y'all quite be sure that Mother E, Israel, and C. Roy.
Yeah, well, bless you, Brother Matai, Brother Isaac.
Hallelujah. We're going to 1 Peter, chapter 4, verse 11. We're going to the chief speaker of the nation of Israel. 1 Peter, chapter 4, verse 11.
1 Peter. Chapter 4, verse 11. 1 Peter, chapter 4, verse 11. 1 Peter, chapter 4, verse 11. verse 11 reads, if any man speak, let him speak as the article of Yahweh. If any man let him do it as of the ability which Yahweh gave, that Yahweh in all things may be glorified through Yahweh the Son, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. So any man speak, let them speak as the oracles of Yahweh. But what man is this? They got to speak. Who supposed to have any mouth going when it comes to the oracles of Yahweh, the words of Yahweh? Who supposed to have their mouth going? Let's go to Romans real quick. Let's go to the book of Romans. Hey, Sister Judith. Give me the book of Romans, Sister Judith, Israel. We're going to the book of the Romans real quick. Go to the book of Romans real quick. Make that Romans chapter 3. Go to the book of Romans, chapter 3. Book of Romans chapter 3. Sister Judith, pick it up at verse 1.
Romans chapter 3, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, what advantage then have the Yada Judas, or what profit is there of circumcision?
Verse 2?
Verse 2 reads, much every way, chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of Yahweh.
See that? Much every way, chiefly. So that chiefly is first. Chiefly. Much every way, chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of Yahweh. Words of Yahweh. And we can read real quick. All right, Mother E, let's go to Genesis real quick. When Yahweh don't change, I ain't got his program set up. Let's go to Genesis chapter 49. Genesis chapter 49. We're going to pick it up at verse 1. Then we're going to skip down to verse 8. We're going to read down to get our point. Verse 8 to verse 10. Genesis chapter 49, verse 1, and verse 8 down to verse 10.
Genesis chapter 49, verse 1. Genesis chapter 49. Verse 1 and verse 8 to 10. Genesis chapter 49, verse 1. And Jacob and Israel called unto his son and said, gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days.
That's where we at right now on the last days.
Hallelujah. Verse 8. Judas, thou art he whom thy brother shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thy enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. Verse 9. Judas is a lion's whelp from the prey. My son, thou art gone up. He stoops down. He couches as a lion and as an old lion. Who shall rise him up? Verse 10. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the lawgiver from between his feet, until Yahweh the son come, and unto him shall be given of the people of Israel.
See that? So we know right here, the scepter meaning rulership, shall not depart from Yahweh Judah, or lawgiver from between his feet, until Yahweh the Son come.
What type of rulership? You read in that book of Romans,
read chapter
3,
verse 1 and 2, and it
said,
right? Hallelujah. Let's find out what type of chief and what type of rulership. Let's put a name up on that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to First Chronicles.
Hallelujah.
Chronicles.
That's loud.
Chapter 5, verse number 2.
Yahuwah.
Chronicles chapter 5, verse number 2. We'll put a name up on that. Chiefly and ruler. And let's just tie it all in. We know he's talking about being a ruler. We know he's talking about chiefly. Say First Chronicles chapter 5. Let's get it right there to the point that I need. Sister Sarah Israel. Let's get it right to that point.
Stop right
there. Yeah. Give me that hit. Give me
the knockout
point, Sister Sarah. Going to the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 5, verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yada Judah prevailed above his brother, mm-hmm. and of him came the chief ruler. Of him came what?
Chief ruler.
So Yada Judah is the chief ruler. Every time we put our Bible together, and we know that Yada Judah is the chief ruler. What he's saying, the book of Psalms, chapter 76, verse number 1.
Yahweh.
Israel. He's saying Psalms 76, verse number 1. Because now we know Yahweh Judah is the chief ruler. We also want to know what else Yahweh Judah got going on. See if we can pull that out, Sister Sarah Israel.
Going to the book of Psalms, chapter 76,
verse 1. But the Psalms, chapter
76, verse 1. Verse 1 reads,
and Yahweh Judah is Yahweh known. Yahweh known.
Name is great in Israel.
Name is great in Israel. But the name gonna be known. That means the name gonna come from Yahdan Judah. And
Yahweh.
He said his name is known in Yahdan Judah.
Only Yahweh.
He had to say, I'm gonna bring that bag back and give me some. Give me verse Then I'm going to see can I find a precept to it. Brother Tyler, you can help me out. You can't pull it out, pull it on out. It's about praising his name. And sticking with the topic. Give me that, let's go to Genesis real fast. Let me pull out about who is this person? Who is the one they're talking about that carry on his name? Pray.
Hallelujah. Testament of Judah.
Praise to Yahuwah. Praise.
Yahuwah.
Let's go to Isaiah chapter 43, verse number 21, Mother Eve. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 43, verse 21.
Isaiah chapter 43, verse 21.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Let me find me a little bit more out of that. Bring it in. We're going to book about Isaiah chapter 43. Verse number.
Isaiah chapter 43, verse 21. Book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 21. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise.
What?
But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, Israel, but thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. 23.
So, okay. First, show forth his praise. He's talking about Yada Judah.
Hallelujah.
Judah's job is to show forth his praise to Yahweh. Judah's job is to show forth the praise of Yahweh. Judah in the book of say something about Judah. 78 verse number 68.
Aqua.
Israel, let my people go, that they might hold a feast unto me in the wilderness. Verse 2. And Pharaoh said, who is this Yahweh that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Yahweh, this Yahweh, neither will I let Israel go. Verse 2. And they said, and thus said the Yahweh of hosts, and thus said the Yahweh of, and thus said the Yahweh of the Israelites.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to read it like it is. And thus said the Yahweh, of the Hebrews have meat with us. Let us go. We pray that we pray thee their days. Their 3 days journey unto the desert, and sacrifice unto the Yahweh, our Yahweh, lest he fall upon us with pestilence and with the sword. Verse 4, and the king of Egypt said unto them, wherefore do ye, Moses and Aaron, let the people from thou works get you unto your burden. Verse 5, and Pharaoh said, behold, the people of the land now are many, and he may make them rest from their bondage, burdens. Verse 6, and Pharaoh commanded the same day the taskmaster of the people and their officers said, verse 7, ye shall no more give the people straw to make bricks as was heretofore, let them go and gather straws for themselves. And I'll stop reading at verse eight. And the talents of the brooks which they did make helpful, he shall lay up on them. He shall not diminish or out thereof, for they be idols. Therefore they cried, said, let us go and sacrifice to our Yahweh. Hallelujah.